Okay, so let's start with our topic. The topic is getting rid of subtle bondages, royal form of bondages of Maya, as Baba was talking about, the royal form of Maya and its bondages. Because we had few bondages when we came to Baba. What were the bondages we had? The gross form, let us see. What were the gross form of bondages we had? Huh? Mainly relationship, body. This is subtle. Royal sanskars are still ego and all. They are a bit subtle. Ego especially is subtle. Anger is obvious. Huh? Yeah, these are all sanskars bondages. But other type of bondages? This belongs to body consciousness, isn't it? When we are body conscious, we think, I belong to this country, this is my culture, this is all bodily things. So body and relation, bodily related things. The second was body, bodily relations, then we had bondage of our religion. Scripture, no? Bhakti. Bhakti we call it, or religion, scripture, guru, whatever. No, we were so much attached to them and we thought, I can't do something unless my religion tells me, unless my guru tells me, unless my scripture is telling me. So they were little bit still subtle bondage. The other bondages are the bondages of That's why I said the bodily relations, body, bodily relations, family bondage, especially in the early days. Many BKs had that bondage because family didn't want them to get associated with Brahma Kumaris, because Brahma Kumaris are telling not to get married and not to enjoy life, and they are different from their society and social tradition. That's why the family had laid some bondages. Then we had some bondage of different type of bhakti we were doing. Some had religious bhakti, some had bodily bhakti, health bhakti, no? Diet only this much. If I don't eat this, I'll be sick. If I eat this, I'll be sick. So this is science or health bhakti. Science also bhakti, you know, it's a science, some ideas, no? Science says, whatever you see, that only you believe. So those who are very scientific-minded and intellectual, they were, for them, even to accept Baba would be difficult, because they think, unless it's proved experimentally or unless I see with my eyes, I can't believe what Baba says. They'll say it's all your imagination, you are brainwashed and all sorts of things. So it's a science is also, or health also is a sort of a bhakti that we are bound to eat our old ideas, old tradition. That was our bondage. But the last bondage is our own sanskars. Because it was easy to overcome the bondage from relationship. Then that was difficult, religion, bhakti, health, that has been a little bit difficult. But most difficult is the bondage of our old sanskars. And if they were gross sanskar like anger, then we know that I'm angry or I'm short-tempered or I'm worried. But if it is subtle sanskar, royal, as Baba was saying, royal form of Maya. So when there is subtle impurity, that's where we are not able to understand or realize. And unless we realize what's wrong with me, we can't fight with Maya or conquer Maya. And so to conquer Maya, the first thing has to be realization. And realization will occur if I'm introspecting myself. Because we are so much used to look outside, outwardly, as what's happening with other people and what they are, and no, it's easy to see others, and we were able to see others very easily. But to see ourselves, we need the mirror of knowledge. So unless we open the mirror of knowledge, or if we look at it with Baba's vision, we will not be able to see what we are, how we are, what we had to do, what we should be doing, what we should not be doing. And that is royal bondage. Now in early days we said, the Laukik relatives is iron chain. Bondage of iron. Change. Chain, no? Chain to bind us. Alaukik relations, golden chain. No, because usually people get attached to their teacher, even Brahmins. They break attachment from their Laukiks and have attachment to BKs. Brahman family, especially teacher. And then that is golden chain. And the diamond chain is service. My center, my student. So that is to attachment to center and service and relating my role with that service. That is a diamond chain. Very costly, but it is a chain. No, diamond, it appears so nice. Gold appears so nice, but it is still, it is, no, if the bird is in a cage, whether it's an iron cage, still it's in bondage. Whether it's a golden cage, still is a bondage. And if it is a diamond cage, still it's a bondage. Apparently it looks nice. And that's why in a royal form is, it looks very nice. We will have so many excuses. And yet, we are trapped in those bondages. And the yukti Baba gave was very simple. What yukti Baba gave? Change mine into yours. Rather than thinking it's my service, my center, mine, think it's Baba's. rather than body conscious. No, whole Murli Baba was emphasizing, be soul conscious, remember me. Have the practice of going in a second from corporeal to subtle, angelic, incorporeal. Because that's what nowadays Baba is emphasizing on doing this exercise. Baba says, do this exercise of going from one stage to another, and it should be in a second. So as much as we are introspecting and checking ourselves, because we have to check ourselves. Unless we check, we can't change. And the power to change comes only from meditation. Deeper the meditation, easier to transform ourselves. So first and foremost, subtle form of Maya, or the deepest royal form, I would say, is ego. Ego of intellect. I and mine. Especially today Baba was saying, no? My character and my sweetness, and I'm sweet and I'm yogi and I'm powerful and I'm, no, that sort of a ego. I'm professional, I'm beautiful, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm from a high caste. And even this other forms is shown, the ego is shown in the form of sensitive nature. That as soon as somebody corrects us, suggests us, we get upset. Baba compares sensitive person with touch me not plant. As soon as somebody touches that plant, it wilts, withdraws itself. In the same manner, the sensitive person will get upset very easily and withdraws himself from associating with others or working with others and say, oh, I prefer to work by myself. I don't like gathering, or I can't work with this team, or these people are like this. So giving all excuses that others are no good, but not looking that I'm sensitive and I'm getting upset with little things. So egoistic person will be sarcastic. The person will impose one's own ideas on others. Critical of others. Disrespecting others. Putting them down. Not only that they say, oh, I'm great, but he will say, you're hopeless. You don't know what to do. You can never do right. So putting them down. Then the root cause of all Maya is body consciousness. It will bring all other impurities. And the sign of body consciousness is self-pity. Nobody loves me. Nobody gives me chance. My mother cares for my other brothers and sisters. She doesn't care for me. Teacher pays attention to this student, not me. So self-pity that nobody loves me or respects me or looks after me. Person can be nervous. Body conscious may be demanding, I want this. You must do this for me. The person may be shy, laughing, joking loudly. No, Baba says, have a sweet smile, soul consciousness, sweet smile. But body conscious will be loudly laughing and joking and attracting other people towards oneself, no? Attracting attention, no? Getting, trying to get attention by the way they walk and talk and behave. They will be manipulative, body conscious people will manipulate others. And body consciousness will reveal in the form of gossip. And naturally fashion and spending so much time, money, energy on the body, trying to impress other with costume and hairstyle and shoes and and beauty care and spending so much time on the beauty saloon and all sorts of things we know people do nowadays. Subtle forms of lust are being impressed, very subtle, impressed by people or material object. Now they see nice house and they say, wow, so their eyes become wide and the face changes, wow, impressed by, whether it's a lecture or yogi or car or house or whatever it is. When we are impressed by external appearance or external activity, that's also a subtle form of impurity. Desires, attraction towards something, familiarity with someone. Because we know Baba is the only our friend. And when we are soul conscious, if we want to talk about some matters, we'll talk to Baba. Get guidance from Baba. Or at the most, if there is not good connection, we'll get guidance from seniors. But not with friend. Because if somebody is spending too much time with somebody, laughing, joking, hours and hours, and talking on the personal level. If you are talking with Brahmans as on a jnani level, is fine, churning jnana, sharing experiences, then it's fine. But when we are doing it on a logic sense, I did this and I did that and I have been through all this hard time. No, sometimes we tell all our things that are hurting us or we are achieved to one person particular. and that's known as familiarity. So that is also a royal form of Maya. And love for name and form. Now I should be saying all the time, Baba, Baba, Baba. But when I have love for someone, I will all the time say, oh, he is like this, he is like that, he has done like this, he must be thinking like this, he must be wanting this. So I am thinking about him or her rather than Baba. So that is love for name and form. So rather than having Shiv Baba, point of light in front of my eyes, the form of that person comes in front of me all the time. Even I don't need to have a picture in my pocket or in my wallet. But that form comes naturally, you know, when you are trapped in name and form. That form comes in front of your eyes all the time. So that's also subtle form of lust. When there is attachment, that is also difficult to give up. I find gross form of lust is easy to give up. No, Brahmins give up that, but subtle form may be still there. And say, attachment is such deep, it takes long time. Possessive mind. You belong to me. And so, demanding and expecting that, okay, you are my partner, you have to do this. This is what, how you have to dress, you have to work this for me. So that sort of attachment is depending and possessive. And when there is attachment, there is preferences. So if the mother is attached to one child, then first thing that she will buy something will be for that child. Or if she's going out, the first person she will take out with her would be that child. And if it is a B-case life, the teacher will give first nice Murli news to that student. Others, they will say, oh, there is no copy of Murli, but for that student they will keep aside. So Toli or Murli or whatever nice gifts are there, they will give to them. So that is preferences, favoritism, etc. with that individual. Subtle form of greed. Desire. I want. No, they will say, I want this. I would like this. So not only I like this, but then they say, I don't like this. So they have, this is negative, I don't like, dislike. The greedy person will keep on accumulating things and always discontent, complaining. Oh, I haven't got this. My friend has got this, my neighbor has got this, I am not having this. So they see what they don't have and then always complaining or discontent. So greed may not be just for money, but Brahman's greed is for toli, isn't it? Brahman's greed is food. Because we have given up all other vices so we can focus on food. Because we have to focus somewhere, so our focus goes on food. Because, say, oh, but Madhuman, we get ice cream and nice dolies and nice food. So, the greedy person will eat a lot. Whatever they like, they will eat a lot. But if they don't like, they say, oh no, I'm not hungry. So we have to see that we go beyond that also. Now, gross form of anger everybody knows, but subtle form of, royal form of anger, irritation, frustration, forceful nature, speak everything forcefully, and passive-aggressive, non-cooperative. If somebody is coming from this side, if I'm angry with that person, I will walk on the other side as if I haven't seen that person. If I see face to face, I may have to smile, but... So it can be passive. Active will be banging the door and hiding oneself in the room. Subtle form of laziness, tired, complacent. The reason is lack of enthusiasm. There is no enthusiasm, so person will be lazy. Lazy person will be comfort lover. They love comfort. Let somebody else do. I have so much to do, let somebody else do. And lazy person will be irresponsible. Because Baba says nowadays the subtle form of Maya, royal form is more, much more. Laziness, carelessness. So careless person will forget easily, no? They say, oh, I forgot. I'm sorry, I forgot. Making excuse. So careless person will waste their time, thoughts, words, action, because they don't value the time. Because if I value my time, I won't be wasting my time, or thoughts also, because Baba says, your subtle energy is also very useful, thoughts. Now, if I'm having negative thoughts, waste thought, whatever reason may be. Because that has been our sanskar, no? As soon as we see somebody, that body conscious sanskar, how they look like, are they pretty or ugly, how they are dressed. So wasting our thoughts. I don't need anything still. As soon as I pass from the shop, I'll look at the window, what is there displayed. So it's, no, observer mind is all the time observing, looking, judging. So that's where we have to see whether my thoughts are jnani and churning jnana all the time, or I'm looking at others. Words also, if I'm careful about my energy, if I had to share my opinion, I can share it. If I can share my opinion in one sentence, why should I use 10 sentences? If I can give course in 45 minutes, why should I be spending 2-3 hours in giving one lesson? No, because many times I find that's where Brahmins are weak or over-enthusiastic or not having power to discern as how much time I should give to the student. So if I'm careful and not careless, then I'll give as much as that student can imbibe and tell them to reflect on it before asking too many questions, or in the first lesson they may ask question of the fifth lesson. So just tell them, okay, wait, we will talk about it in the fifth lesson, rather than trying to satisfy their all questions in one day and taking 2-3 hours to give one lesson, first lesson. So that's what, no, my words are valuable and my actions. Because if I want to become deity, my actions should be divine, elevated, and not ordinary. Baba says now, not even ordinary action, leave aside waste, but not even ordinary. Our thoughts, words, actions should not be ordinary. No negative, no waste. So subtle form of jealousy. The cause is lack of self-esteem. Now, if I have self-respect, then I'm not jealous about others' specialities, or if others are praised, or others are given respect or love or etc. But if I'm lacking self-esteem, then as soon as somebody else is praised, I'll start having waste thought. Why people are praising? And then I may come into waste words as, oh, you think about this person like this, but that person is like that. So we jealousy is because we are comparing ourselves with others. And when there is jealousy, the feeling of insecurity is there. And the last of the 10th vice is hatred or animosity. So when there is hatred or animosity, we won't give that person a chance. So we will be discriminating. And we will jealous and person who is jealous or hatred, having hatred and animosity, they think too much, no? What they have done, how am I going to take revenge, and how will I react next time, and what I should do to take revenge. So that's, they spend, waste a lot of time. And they try to pull them down. If others have good opinion, they will try to pull them down and say, oh no, they are not good, and they spread that rumors and in atmosphere and create negative feeling in the mind of everybody. So what we need to know, because what Baba always says is mirror of knowledge, now we have, we know now what is royal form of Maya. This is the mirror to understand what is the royal form of all the vices. And then we need to clean it. So Jnana will help us to understand it, and yoga will help us to overcome those sanskar. Because if I'm short-tempered, I don't need to suppress my anger or irritation or frustration. if I am in a jnani stage, then what I will see is, what Baba is saying is, have the power of tolerance, have the power of love. If I have power of tolerance and love, I won't get angry, isn't it? My anger is because I can't tolerate, which means I am weak in that power of tolerance. And so I need to get that strength from Baba. And also I need to have that feeling of love, because if I see what they have done wrong, I will get angry or frustrated. Because I'm expecting that they should be doing this and they are not doing it, so I'm frustrated. But if I have love for that person and mercy, Baba says, change anger into tolerance and mercy. Now, if somebody is crazy, a crazy person in a street, maybe laughing at you or speaking some defamatory words or abusive words, what you do? We have mercy or ignore that their sanskars or tendency. We say he doesn't know what's right, that's why he's doing wrong. He's not balanced. Mentally well, that's why he's doing all these wrongs. So naturally, we are not angry. In the same manner, so we need to develop that power of love, mercy, patience. So if we have those powers, then we won't have these weaknesses. And so, rather than churning on what they are and what they have done and what they should not have done, because when somebody is angry, they start thinking on what they should not have done. And not only that, then they will keep on talking about it. So we then waste our time, energy, words, etc. So rather than that, we had to, through yoga, spread those vibration of love for that person and have mercy. So to conquer that subtle vices, rather than working after one after another, no, because sometimes we say, that's me, and we forget about it. We say, what can I do? That's my sanskar, I can't help it. And many times those who get angry, you know, they say, oh, you understand, I love you, but it's my nature, that's why I get angry or upset. But we can't do that way. I had to change myself. That's what I had to remind myself. I come to Baba to change myself. And so not look at others and point the fingers on them that they are doing like this, that's why I am upset. No, many times we say, if you are showing one finger towards other, the three fingers are pointing towards yourself. So your fault is threefold. You should look at yourself. And hence, if I'm introspecting myself, I will see what is my weakness and overcome them with yoga power and determination. Because if I'm giving excuses, it means, or if I don't accept, because sometimes some people will say, oh, you are short-tempered person or angry person. Sometimes I give excuse, or sometimes I will say, oh, everybody is getting angry and frustrated. See so and so, 20 years in jnana and still getting frustrated. I'm new. Don't expect me to be perfect. But when it comes to the status, I say, I want to be Lakshmi Narayana. I want to be Sun Dynasty. We don't say, oh, let others become Lakshmi Narayana. I'm happy to be Ram Sita, Moon Dynasty, or I'm happy to be servants. Nobody wants. And so what we need to do is have determination. I want to change. Because if I change, world will change. And bondage is bondage. If I don't conquer this Maya, I won't be conqueror of Maya, conqueror of matter, conqueror of world. So if my aim is clear, that I want to be world emperor and empress, then I need to pay attention to my sanskaras. And hence, yoga power will give me all other powers, because rather than controlling my greed, if I am content with my achievement, because I remind myself why I have come to Baba, not to be materially wealthy in this world. I'm getting everything in the golden age, material wealth, 36 varieties of food every day. No, in Satyug we'll get 36 varieties, and the fruits will be so nice and so much juicy fruit. You don't need to work hard to do the cooking and getting recipe books and trying and hard and all these things. Here we had to do work so hard to do one meal a day or cook three meals a day. But in Satyug everything will be natural and everything will be so tasty that you don't need to add salt or sugar or spices or lemon or to make it tasty. The nature will give us every taste and it will be so nice. So just think about what Baba is giving us on a physical level as well as spiritual level. Now if I know Baba is giving me so many imperishable treasures now of virtues, powers, time, everything, I've got all these treasures, then I'm not thinking about material treasures or fashion and food and entertainment and all. So that's where, no, I have to see what I have achieved and what I am going to get in golden age. Then I won't be greedy in Kali Yuga, because I know it's all Maya, show and pomp, not really very valuable these days. Then I won't have greed. And the first lesson is, I practice soul consciousness, there won't be body consciousness. So rather than overcoming my body consciousness, I have to practice soul consciousness. Rather than working over my lazy sanskars, what I need to do is be enthusiastic. Remind myself why I have come to Baba, what I want to achieve. So as much as I have enthusiasm, I won't be lazy. As much as I value my time, money, energy, thoughts, I won't be careless, isn't it? Otherwise I am careless. But if I realize the value of everything, I won't be careless. So what Baba is saying is, through yoga power, achieve all the positive qualities, virtues and powers and knowledge. Then you won't have weaknesses and impurity. And so right from Amritvela. Today Baba emphasized on Amritvela. That right from Amritvela start your efforts. Remind yourself you are soul. And Amritvela is the time when you are able to imbibe maximum power. And so, have a balanced life so that you go to sleep early, get up early, and your Amritvela is powerful. But if throughout the day, if I'm not paying attention to my consciousness and thoughts, I get too involved in my job and logics and everything, then naturally I can't be churning jnana and soul conscious. And that's why Baba has reminded us to have traffic control. Every 2 hours, observe traffic control, so that you are bringing yourself up again in that soul consciousness and Baba's remembrance. Go to sleep in Baba's remembrance and go to sleep in Baba's lap. Think, okay, today the day is finished, so don't sleep with your all worries and problems and what you are going to do tomorrow, but go to sleep in Baba's remembrance. Go to subtle region or soul world. Go to Baba. Next morning, come from soul world or subtle region to corporeal world. Have this awareness. Every day, die. Every morning is new birth. So as you practice powerful meditation, you'll find your old impure royal bondages will finish. Because everybody likes to be free bird, isn't it? Freedom is a word which everybody emphasizes. We want to be free bird. But sometimes this subtle bondages are tying us. And when there are these subtle bondages, what we find is there's unhappiness, discontentment, sorrow, all this negative, tiredness, loss. So you lose your happiness. And so rather than giving the reason why you lost your happiness, just remind yourself that your connection with Baba is not there. That's why you are unhappy. And Baba has given solution for everything. What I need to do is not talk about problem, not talk about the past. Die alive. Today also Baba was emphasizing, die alive and have this new birth. So old sanskars are not my sanskars. Never say, oh, this is my sanskar and I can't get up early in the morning. I never get up early in the morning. Even my school days, I used to study hard at night, not in the morning. Now sometimes we hold on to old impure sanskars or habits. But now remind yourself, mine is new birth, spiritual birth. I belong to Baba. And I've come to become angel, deity, Lakshmi Narayan. So if our aim is clear in front of us, achievement will be easy. So this morning, Mohini Ben reminded how to take maximum benefit from tonight's Baba's meeting. So let us sit for 5 minutes in Baba's remembrance, have our meals. I think today the lunch will be also early. You can, if you want, you can go straight for lunch. And be so positive and avyakt that you are able to take avyakt power and signals from Baba in such a way that you remain flying. Not only one night, but 1 year at least. Have that aim that in one night or 5 hours that we are in front of Baba, I get so much power that I'm no more beggar, otherwise we are begging. Or discontent, oh, I didn't get front chair and I didn't get chance to go on the stage and others got chance and I didn't get chance. No. Wherever you are sitting, you'll feel, if your stage is good, you'll feel Baba is giving drishti and power to you. And as I said, you'll be floating and flying all the time. And Baba wants now us to have flying stage, not to be dragged down. Even if somebody drags you down, don't come now. Situation, circumstances, don't allow yourself to be dragged down. Om Shanti.